So to explain a beautiful idea from Rav Shor on the Maaser, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaya, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tovran, Shohayim, Esumim ben Ebrak, when all these rabbis gathered together with Rabbi Akiva and ben Ebrak, and they're talking about the whole night about Yitzias Mitzrayim, until the Talmidim came and said that it was time for Shachris. So the Chasam Rav Shor quotes the Chasam Sof in the Joshua, Chayla Gimel, Drush LeShabbos HaGadol. He has several questions. One question we'll just focus for tonight. He says, why Dafka, who is the Baal HaGadah telling us that they specifically told over the story in Bnei Brak? What's that coming to teach us? What are we coming to learn specifically? In the Lashon of the Chasam Sof, he lo sapro b'Yitzias Mitzrayim rak pam achas b'ir anikar Bnei Brak. Was it the only time since Yitzias Mitzrayim, the only time that the whole time Yitzias Mitzrayim, since Yitzias Mitzrayim, the only time they spoke about the whole story was Dafka Bnei Brak? Why is this Dafka in the Haggadah? Why about all the other times that we're talking about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim? What was so special about this time? So says Rav Shor from the Chasam Sof, an incredible, incredible idea. Says the Gemara in Gittin says in Zayin Amud Beis, what do we know about Bnei Brak? We know Bnei Brak is famous that the children of Haman and the grandchildren of Haman learned Torah in Bnei Brak. So Rav Shor wants to explain through the Chasam Sofer that what happened, the whole story, when did the whole story of Purim happen, that Esther went in to tell Mordechai to fast, that whole thing happened on Pesach. So what? It wasn't just a bittul mitzvahs asay of matzah, or a bittul mitzvahs asay of moror, or yan, or dal kosos midirabanan. There's also a lacking of the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The story of Yitzias Mitzrayim was lacking because of who? Because of Haman. Because of Haman's decree. And that's exactly why we know there's a famous idea brought down on Purim to be able to recite the chapter of Tehillim Chav Beis of Ayalas HaShachar, because we know that Esther Malka really wrote this idea. So what is the Chasam Sofer wants to explain? It says the Rabbanim specifically went to Bnei Brak to be able to be mitaken what Haman did. Even though Haman's grandchildren obviously were learning Torah and they did tshuva, there was still a shmek of Haman still going on. There was still a shmek of Haman who was still around in Bnei Brak. So Dafka, when Haman was the person who tried to annihilate Klai Yisrael, Haman was the person who tried to take away the mitzvah of Sipor Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Rabbanim Dafka go to that place where Haman still existed in the world. When even though they were learning Torah on a great high level, there's still a shmek left of Haman there, and Dafka the Rabbanim Dafka go to Bnei Brak to try to be mitaken to fix whatever Haman was left. But not only that, Haman was a person who the Chasam Sofer explains that whole year of Purim, the whole story with Mordechai, there was no batza, there was no murder, there was no Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Dafka the Rabbanim go to Bnei Brak to try to tell Haman, no, you try to kill Klai Yisrael, you try to destroy Klai Yisrael, but we Dafka, even if you think that you still exist, we're Dafka going to go to the place where you still exist, and we're going to say the whole story over the whole night, and even until the morning. And that's the whole Indian. And there's a famous idea, just to close, to be able to say that the Iker day of the year to be able to wipe out Amalek is when? We people think that's on Purim, but we also know it's Bir Chametz, right? The Pasuk says, Ki Yad Al Kes Kas. I'm not sure if it's the Shlah, I'm not sure if it's another great sage, Shlaz Yartza it was today. He has an amazing idea. What is Ki Yad Al Kes Ka? If you use the Yad, what's Yad? If you use the Yud Dalet, what do we do in Yud Dalet? It refers to Yud Dalet Nisan. If you use the Yud Dalet, if you use the Yud Dalet Nisan to be able to Bir Chametz, Levar the Chametz, what does that mean, Bir Chametz? To wipe out the Amalek in your life, to wipe off the Yitzhar. Then when we throw in the Bir Chametz on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Pesach this year, we're throwing out all the things that hold us back in Avodas Hashem. We're throwing out the stress. We're throwing out their anxiety. We're throwing out the pressure. We're throwing out the lack of Amunah. We're throwing out the lack of Kedusha. We're throwing it out, say, Amalek, we want you to burn, because this year we're going back to Bnei Brak. We're going back to Bnei Brak to be able to be with all the Rabbanim in Klai Yisrael, to be able to say the whole story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's the whole Indian of what it means to be Jewish, what it means to talk about the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole story is to be able to tell over to our children how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our lives. Amalek says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't exist in this world. He might exist in the next world, but in upstairs, but he doesn't exist in this world. But we say no. We go the whole night to tell children how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for each one of his children. And through that, through saying the whole story over, just as much as the older Rabbanim did in Bnei Brak, Mimetakin, what Haman tried to do, Haman tried to get rid of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Haman tried to get rid of this emunah. But Dafka, the Rabbanim go back to Bnei Brak to show Haman that even though your children were learning Torah, the Chazam Sofer explains, and they were having good intention, even though there's still a shmek of Haman left, we're Dafka going to go there and say the whole story over and over again. So that'll be a sign for all Klai Sofer generation. You want to know how to keep the emunah, how to keep the faith in 2015, how to keep the emunah in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, how to keep the emunah in yourselves. Dafka, say the story over and over again. Say that how much Hashkacha Kodesh Baruch Hu is in our lives, not only in the Seder, in the Haggadah, but also in our own lives, our children, and we have to hear ourselves that Kodesh Baruch Hu, nothing happens in our lives without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's 100% direction. So Bez Hashem, as we now we go into these Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah. That the 14th of Pesach of Nisan, Kiyaro Keskal, to be able to wipe out all the Amaleks in our lives, and Bezus Hashem Bizocha to be able to be Mesaper with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, hopefully in Bnei Brak, and also Yerushalayim, of course, eating from the Zovim and Pesachim, Bezus Hashem.